Queen Ethelburga's College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.
My name's Tanya Sargent. I'm head of PE at QE. We're in such a unique position in having the coaches here. We benefit from having them in terms of working with us in the PE department on our schemes of work, and we get them to come into lessons and support us and, you know, work with select group of our students. So the position we're in having them with us is just fantastic for us as teachers. We get to learn from their experiences to develop our teaching, but also the students that we teach get to benefit from having them in our lessons supporting us and working with them.
Queen Ethelburga's College has some of the best sporting facilities around, and to go with it, as Tanya mentioned, are some of the best sporting coaches too. I was lucky enough to be joined in the Olympic Court at Queen Ethelburga's College by some of the coaches in a jam-packed sofa full of sporting talent. So let's find out who they were.
My name is Melissa Hindman. I am a Kiwi and my forte is netball. Internationally, I have coached Fiji and I've also coached Wales and been here for about 1 year now.
Hi, my name is Ishmael Dowd. I'm an ex-first-class cricketer. For 13 years, I was a professional player for Yorkshire and some other counties. It's my fourth year at the school. I was a PE teacher here before I took on the role as director of cricket. My coaching background is that I have coached numerous teams at junior age group level, including England development teams as well.
My name's Henry Paul. I'm a dual code international in the two forms of rugby and rugby league. Been professionally coaching for the last 8 years. Been at Queen Ethelburga's for the last 2 years.
Ken Smith, I'm the director of swimming at QE. I've been involved in swimming for over 30 years. I've had the opportunity to work with people at the Olympic level, placing age group swimmers onto world-class programmes, etc. I used to be the head coach and swimming development manager at Harrogate Borough Council. I've been with Ethelburga's for the last 2 years.
Yeah, hi, I'm Lewis Butcher. Background-wise, played sort of up to a sort of regional standard. So if you put it into footballing parlance, most people understand that. I probably played at sort of League One kind of level. Coached internationally with Wales and England at junior age groups, Durham University at National League level, and now at Leeds. And obviously I coach here as director of hockey, been here for the last 2 years.
I'm Rob Rawlinson. I'm the director of rugby here at Queen Ethelburga's. The longest-serving player at Leeds Carnegie and the only player to be awarded a testimonial. Played for the Barbarians in England 21s.
Queen Ethelburga's have an elite sporting programme, but these coaches don't just work with the best of the best. They also work with people across the school, as Ken from swimming explains.
I work across the whole school, from nursery, reception, all the way through to the students in year 11, year 13. We've only got three, if you will, scholarship athletes on the programme. The remainder of the team that competes for the school, they are all school children. So we work at every single level with PE staff and with activities and things in the evening. So it's not just the elite.
When you look at the vision that was put together from the board here at QE and all parts of the school, you know, the facilities now are not just good, they're world class. I mean, the investment, the amount of investment in the pitches, the training facilities, the equipment, it's world-class. I mean, I've played in world-class environments, and this is probably better than some of the professional teams that I've played in. So, you know, we're trying to build a no-excuse culture as well, not just with the elite athletes that we do have in the school. And some have been attracted just by the facilities alone, and that's great. But, you know, we're trying to, you know, prove to the kids that it's all about daily good habits. We don't want to pigeonhole a child that's in year 7, year 8. You know, we want to give them a broad range of sporting activities. And we've got some high-level international coaches that we like share ideas, and we obviously share that, you know, we'll promote a kid into another sport. We think, you know what, you've got some really good attributes for this sport. Give it a go. Try it.
This is fantastic. They are getting such a level of support from these coaches. But what happens if a child isn't massively brilliant at their sport? Are these coaches still there for them?
Well, for my sport, cricket, some kids find it really challenging. What I've realised is that it's important for children to come to lessons enjoying an aspect of a game and wanting to come back. That's the most important thing. If we're working with young students, especially year 3, 4, 5, they must come back and want to enjoy an activity and take it home with them. And that's where it's really important for us as coaches working down the school, that we impart that knowledge, that enthusiasm, that they go back to their homes, they'll go back to their clubs or join a club away from the school. And they really start the process where they're affiliated to some sports for a lifetime. Not everybody's going to be a good player or a top athlete, but it's important that there's a level people can aspire towards and most importantly enjoy.
From my point of view, it's getting the best of both worlds, because we get to work with the elite. Coming from an international, I haven't lowered my standards. I expect the elite to come up to my standard, but the other side of the coin is that because we get to be part of the PE curriculum, so with the schemes of work, we as coaches, which I think is pretty special, that we actually give our input into the sports and all of us. And it's very rare for kids to go to any school and have such high quality coaches give inputs into the scheme of work in PE. And I think that's something very special, that not only we can work with the elite, but we also get to help develop and foster good habits within all of our sports so that we're breeding winners within.
It may seem like a real change of pace for these coaches, but they certainly feel at home at Queen Ethelburga's College. So I asked for some of their highlights from their time working with the students.
We compete in the ISA school competition. Last year, I think we had 5 swimmers and they achieved 3 medals. This year, we've had, I think, 20 medals overall and 2 national records. So just in the space of 15 months or so, they've raised the bar massively, so it's been great to see that development. But that's from the school children. It's not just the elite that have helped to do that.
In my sport, cricket, I came to a school where we had 1 or 2 teams. Now we have A's and B's in certain age groups, so we've got whole age groups of teams, and it's similar in rugby as well, where we started off from a very narrow base, a very small base, and the participation has increased dramatically. We compete on tours. Each year, group goes on a little tour each year, playing various different teams. So the programme is ever more increasing.
There's various tours that go on every year. There's little weekend trips. There's next year they're planning on going over to, with netball, rugby and football, I think, over to Disneyland in Paris. So there's like a little tour over that way. With the seniors, we're hoping to get across to Paris as well, to visit Stade Francais and Racing Metro as well. So there's all sorts going on, you know, within the school year that can cover from, like I say, year 3, where they're just sort of trying and having little weekend breaks away, and maybe even just going watching a Premiership game, you know, just to give them that experience of what professional sports like, but more importantly what the game of rugby is all about as well.
When it comes to the chapter house, I actually win because I went back down to the year ones and started netball, so to actually have these year one and year twos actually playing netball for the first time in a lunchtime activity, I have to say that to me is my highlight. Even working, and we've won some really high tournaments this year, but to me it's getting the kids enjoying sport for the first time, and boys and girls. So that has to be my highlight as well.
All amazing stories, all amazing opportunities, but there was one story that really hit home, just what this involvement with elite coaching can do for a child who maybe hasn't even discovered that they have a talent yet. As Lewis Butcher, the director of hockey, explained.
You know, when we've done hockey activities and in PE, we've got a number of kids kitted up into goalkeeper kit. It's become a bit of a cult thing with the kids. They want to have a go. And one of our girls in year 6 last year tried it out. She, I think, has played a little bit of football and excelled to the point where we got a goalkeeper coach who's done some stuff with England to come in and have a look at her. She's now in the county team. The other schools who play against us always comment on how amazing she is. And he's actually said that she's probably the best goalkeeper he's ever seen at her age. You know, and if she continues on her curve, you know, of development, then she may well play for England. But she's a long way away and it's a lot of pressure, so we won't judge on that yet. But it just shows you, sort of, by offering kids the opportunity to try different things, because we were doing specific goalkeeper sessions. I don't think that's ever been done at the school before. It's a very specialist area of the game. It's almost a different game in many ways to the game of hockey, because it's such a unique position. And as a result, I guess, of our programme and our schemes of work, then she's had that opportunity and now she's excelling, which is fantastic.
Find out more about all the facilities at Queen Ethelburga's College and how to book yourself onto one of their open days at QE.org.
Queen Ethelburga's College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.